Hey, it's your girl Angela C. Gray, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Speak Truth Podcast with Angela C. Gray. I'm excited that you decided to chime in and listen in today. We are in the spring season, and before I get into the topic of what we're going to talk about today, I want you to know that Speak Truth is where we talk about all things that pertain to wellness, and we talk about it in the truth, candid conversations about the truth of the matter as it pertains to all things, all the dimensions of wellness. So let's get to it. What I want to talk about today is the fact that it is with spring. And spring started a couple of weeks ago, and so now we're in April, and it's spring time. We're in that where the flowers are blooming, we're excited. People say spring fever is a real thing. Some people say there is a such thing as spring fever. But what dropped into my spirit is how important it is to spring forward and live. Spring forward and live. So what do you mean? I'm saying that it's important that you spring forward and truly live because you can. Why not live your best life right now? Again, I'm going to say that. Why not live your best life right now? Even in the midst of the storm, the sun is still shining. Even if you're going through something right now that may be like just rocking the boat, where you feel like, you know what? Some of you may feel like I'm not even rocking the boat. I've literally tipped over into the water and you have to climb back into that boat. But even in the midst of the storm, the sun does not stop shining. You just can't see it. But you have to make it to the other side where you can see the fullness of the glory, you can see the trees, the flowers bloom, and things like that. So that's what I want to talk about springing forward and live and how important it is. During the spring, trees and plants that went dormant in the winter, they come back to life. I'm going to say that again. Trees and plants that went dormant in the winter season come back to life. They begin to bloom. We have warmer weather. There's longer days. Spring is a season of renewal, rejuvenation, and growth. It's that time where we feel refreshed, renewed. We want to try new things. Sometimes in the winter, we kind of just want to hunker down and, just cozy up to the fireplace. But this time, we want to get outdoors and enjoy the weather because it's longer days, right? So growth. When I say this, spring is a season of renewal, rejuvenation, and growth. Growth now, not perfection, but growth. Growth, not perfection. Okay? Because we live in a time and in a where with social media, which I'm not downplaying it because there's blessings on that, but we also have to have balance, work-life balance. We have to have social media and real-life balance as well. Well, that was a good one. Social media and real-life balance as well. And so sometimes we can present ourselves, or if you've seen it, where things are presented as it's perfect. And we're not talking about perfection. We're talking about growth. Growth does not mean that everything is perfect. It just means that you are growing. You're becoming better, right? So let's define perfection. Perfection from all flaws, actions, or process of improving something until it's faultless. It's defined as free from all flaws, action or process of improving something until it's faultless or very much close to it, right? So when I think about that, I literally think about, okay, perfection versus growth. I remember a time in my life, especially when I was a lot younger, not to put out my age, when I was a lot younger, I was so focused on what I wanted to be perfect. I wanted the flat stomach. I wanted the chiseled arms. I wanted to be perfect in shape. All this stuff, this external stuff, my face had to be beat to oblivion. I had to have all the latest this and that. And don't get me wrong, I want to look good. I want to look, who doesn't want to look good? Who want to have that shape? But I realized that the ideal perfection that I was looking at wasn't the ideal perfection, that actually I have to accept myself as I am and then work on those things. That's growth. Loving the person that the reflection that you see in the mirror. Many of you, I've said this before, I went on my cancer journey, and in that journey, I learned that I was hiding behind the makeup and the fancy hair and the different style, which I'm still the same Angie or Angela. It's just that now I appreciate the woman on the inside as a reflection on the outside, where I may not have everything chiseled the way that I want to, but I look good. And that's not being conceited. That's having that, what we call, some call it confidence or confidence, but I'm telling you, I know who I am in God, and I know who I am as a person, as a woman, that flaws and all, I'm gorgeous. And that's what you have to say to yourself, ladies and men. If there's a man been chiming in right now, you have to say that too. But not to vanity, not to where we're just thinking like we're all that in a bag of chips, you know what I'm saying? But just to the fact that, I'm beautiful, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, to that degree. So let's talk about this perfection. Perfection keeps the goal in mind, the end results. That's all it's lasered on is all things that pertain to the goal in mind and the end result. And sometimes when you do that, when you're looking at the end result or just getting to that finish line, you miss the journey. You miss the experience of the journey. And that's what we're talking about. Now, growth, on the other hand, enjoys the journey, living in the now. How many of you have ever heard that? You need to learn how to live in the now. But sometimes, if we're honest, we have to, we're always, because we're like, we're thinking about, especially if you're a corporate person where you're working, you're thinking about the end in mind, you're thinking about, I have to get this done right now, instead of like enjoying the journey of right now, taking a moment to say, you know what? I'm blessed. I do have a job. I can get through this. Let me take a moment for me so that I can be the most effective or be the most productive me while I'm doing whatever it is I need to complete. So again, growth enjoys the journey, living in the now, recognizes the flaws and all while in the pursuit of the goal. They're enjoying the process of change. Ooh, that's good right there. They're enjoying the process of change. Let me ask you this question. Are you enjoying the process of change? That's pretty deep. So you recognize the flaws. You're still growing, but you're in pursuit of the goal and you're enjoying the process of change while you're going through it, even if it's uncomfortable. Because, well, let me tell you something. When I was going through the transformation of realizing that I did not love the woman within, that process was very uncomfortable, but at the same time, I was growing and I was ever forever changing and becoming a better person within. So there's a scripture for those of you who are believers, and I'm one. And so that the scripture says that press towards the mark, towards the prize, towards the higher calling. We all know, many of us know this, but we focus so much on the press that we forget to enjoy life. God did not design us not to enjoy this thing called life. Yes, you have to, we're going to press towards that, but don't forget that while you're in the pursuit of the end goal, to enjoy the process, enjoy the press, enjoy the process of change while you are pressing to get to towards the end. Okay? So when I talk about this, this is a short and sweet conversation that we're going to have today, but I want you to think about it. Are you in pursuit of perfection or are you in pursuit of growth? Are you just in pursuit of the end result? Are you enjoying the journey, living in the now with flaws and all in the pursuit of the goal while enjoying the process of change? That's a mouthful of what I said, but which one are you? Perfection versus growth. You're constantly being pulled in different directions. So that's why it's important at times to have a place of solitude where you pull back and where you can identify, where am I today? What is my focus? What am I focusing on? Am I more focused on the perfection or am I more focused on growth? And sometimes that's a tug of war. There's a tug of war. You can't, you feel like, well, I have to have the end result in mind. Because say you're at work and you're on the deadline, you're thinking about, I got to get this done by a certain deadline, but not to the point where you steal your own joy or where you're at the point of where you're completely exhausted and there's nothing of you left. That's when the time you have to stop. We're going to talk about wellness and being whole. That's when you're so in pursuit of perfection and the end result that you miss on the point that, look, my health has to be my priority. My well-being has to be my priority. So you pull back and say, I'm going to enjoy this process of change. You have to get to, I always say this all the time, journal, get it out, write it out, get it out, write it out, and then take a moment just to inhale and breathe and be in the moment. Be in the moment. Take a break. Walk away. So those are the things that I'm talking about today. So let's get into this. Sometimes we need to just go outside and enjoy the sun. Just go outside and get some natural vitamin D. I have friends that I know that says, like, get some natural vitamin D. There's nothing like it, y'all. There's nothing like natural vitamin D and getting out in the sun and enjoy it because the sun is shining. And while the sun is shining, it's important to go outside because when it's storming and it's raining, you hunker down. But when the sun is shining, sometimes take a moment and say, you know, I'm going to walk outside and take a break. Whether you're at home, whether you're in corporate America, no matter what you're doing, take a moment. Pull over on the side of the road and just sit and say, I'm going to enjoy these rays and get this natural vitamin D, right? You know, so that's important. And so listen, it is never too late for us to live our best life. It is never too late. And being that we're in this season of spring forward and live, it's important that you live now. Live now. Enjoy the beauty of what's before you now. Appreciate all that is good that's in your life. And sometimes even the negative things, all they may be, you know, it may be a difficult situation or circumstance that you're under. It's all a part of the process. I challenge you to take some time to renew. Take some time to renew. And what do I mean by that? Make time for yourself. Another thing that I want you to do is get some rest. And what do I mean by get some rest? Go to bed. Go to bed and sleep. Sleep is so important, especially when there's so much chaos and different things going on around you. Having proper and adequate sleep is important. And I know that, you know, someone that's listening even right now said, I've heard this before, but I cannot sleep. Then your priority needs to be sleep. And so you have to go consult your physician or consult someone on what you can do so that you can get enough sleep. Sometimes it's just turn off the phone. I don't know how many of us said that we're tuning into our phones and that blue light or whatever that light is that's flashing and it kind of hinders our sleep. Or sometimes there's too many things on our mind and we need to grab something and we just need to get it all out and write it down and get it out of our head. And sometimes it's sitting still and just breathing and just saying, you know what? And just closing out, turn off the TV, turn off distractions and get some rest. That is important. Go to bed, get some sleep. Another important thing that I have been doing in this season for me is movement and exercise. You know, not too long ago, I changed my eating habits. I began to eat healthy because that is a part of being well. I begin to put nutritious things in my body, and I abstain from a lot of things that are not actually good for the body. I'm not going to tell anyone else what to eat or what not to do, but the things that I have done has improved my quality of life. My body doesn't hurt as much. And so in this next season that I'm in, I've been moving more. I've been doing stretching. I've been doing, you know, my prayer, meditation time has been very important to me, and literally getting my cardio up and lifting weights and different things of that nature. Movement and exercise is important. Another thing is our relationships. It's important to have a connection with others. True sisterhood, and for those brothers who are listening in, brotherhood, you know, it's important to have those relationships. People that uplift you. If you're tied to someone that's constantly like just negativity all the time, sometimes you're going to have to allow yourself, you're going to have to say, listen, we're going to speak positive today. Today is going to be a good day. You know, and I understand there's times and places when we need to vent and we need to get some things out. That is completely understandable, but we can't live there. What we need to do is, like I tell somebody, I used to say this all the time, it's okay to pull over and park, but don't, you're not setting up camp there. You're not going to set up a tent. We're not going to stay here if we need to pull over because we need to make a pit stop, you got to get some things out. You need to vent. You got to do it just like you do when you're traveling on your journey. You get out and use the bathroom. You don't stay there. You don't set up camp in the bathroom. No, you go get back in the car and you get back headed to the destination. So sometimes we have to pull over and we have to have a place or people that we know where we can vent. But we cannot allow ourselves to stay in that place where we live in a place of constant complaining. And on the other hand, we can't live in a place where we're constantly hearing that. We have to move back and remove ourselves back a little bit. So it's just healthy. But we need that true connection with true sisterhood and healthy relationships. They are so important to have that sense of well-being. I know it's done great things for me to be able to have that. And yes, I do vent at times. There's times I need to vent and get things out, but I do everything in my power not to stay there. Because we're talking about spring forward and living. And so if I'm constantly in this negative place, that's not living. That's actually becoming toxic and being toxic to my own self. So we're not doing that in this springtime, in this season of springing forward and living. So another thing I want to talk about, of course, is make self-care a priority, a daily practice. That's the key things. We can say all these things that I'm sharing with you. You can say, okay, I'm doing these things. But if it's not a habit, if it's not something that we do on a continuous basis, that it's a daily practice, that's the challenge. You have to make yourself do these things. You have to be determined to say, you know what? Self-care is going to be our priority. I'm going to take some kind of time out for myself. And there are so many resources out there at where you can find out what it is, different things that you can do. And with that being said, I'll tell you guys a few things. I do some Saturday, I call this self-care Sunday, but sometimes it's self-care Saturday. So self-care Sunday, that's a hashtag, y'all. Make sure on something on Sunday I'm going to do for me, or Saturday, whatever it is, I'm going to do some time out for me. Self-care Sunday. That's an important one. I like that one. And another one is, y'all, it's the yes list or the yay list. What makes you happy? Now, for me, this is what I do. So every night when I lay in my bed and I'm having my quiet time with God, I literally think of three things that I'm grateful for, or three things that happened to me that were really good, that made my heart smile. That is important. And on the flip side, you can do a yay list for anything that was just like a yay moment, like woohoo, and just write it down and get it down, because it puts your mind in a more positive place, which is important. It's important. We need those moments, because sometimes the world around us is so much negativity going on. We have to, sometimes, y'all, it's the small things, y'all. I kid you not. It's the small things that make my day just so bright. The simplest of things, right? And I think another important thing is just sometimes getting outside, and enjoying the fresh air. There's numerous things we could do, but those are one of my favorites, is self-care Sunday or self-care. You can make self-care any day of the week. It doesn't have to be Sunday, but self-care Sunday, self-care Saturday, self-care Wednesday, where there's one day out the day where you can say, you know what, when I come home from work or I come home from a busy day, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to have time where I'm just going to sit and do what feels good for me. Something that only can, that's just set aside just for me. Because if you have children, if you have spouses, you have a mate. So listen, that's important. And so that is what I wanted you to do. And I want us to keep in mind in this spring season, because we're like right in the heart of it, that it's important to spring forward and live. And I have to say this because a while back I had a retreat where it was rest and rehydrate, and how important it was to drink water, how you have to have water, which is like, I like drinking spring water, which is good for your body, but also water, meaning the word, having a place where I could go. And this was where it was just me and God, and where he was able to talk to me and I was able to hear him clearly. Those things are important when it comes to this. You gotta have the water, because water keeps our organs going and keeps us, vibrant and alive. But also we need that spring water, the word. We need that. And that's important to have that in our life. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And that is what I want to talk about this season. I'm excited about Speak Truth podcast with Angela C. Gray, because I'm getting ready to expand it to where I will be able to come on more than once a month. My schedule's changing. Some things are shifting around. So I'm excited about that. And so I'll be able to be on air more often. And also, there's interviews. There's several interviews that I would like to have. So I'm hoping that you're tuning in and keep tuning in because I'm going to have some very dynamic women and men that will be able to come on and share some things that's going to be really changing. We're going to go a little deeper and start challenging them so we can talk about things because wellness is not just something that pertains to your emotional or food or physical health, but it's financial, it's relationships. It goes deep. We need to pull the layers and go a little bit deeper. So I'm excited to be able to begin to do that with you. So until the next time, remember to love yourself, live well, and you will inspire nations. And in everything you do, it starts with you. Thank you for chiming in. I'm Angela C. Gray, and I look forward for you to tuning in on the next podcast. Have a great one.